The 76ers Center City Arena proposal cleared a major hurdle this morning in Philadelphia City Council. Following hours of closed-door negotiations, council members voted 12-4 to give the planned $1.3 billion stadium initial approval. Opponents of the deal, like Reclaim Philly Executive Director Seth Anderson Oberman, called the vote a disappointment.
This is an incredibly sad day for Philadelphia. As somebody who was born and raised in this city and has deep love for this city, I just watched my city council sell out this entire city, not just Chinatown. Obviously, Chinatown will be the most impacted, but this is the kind of deal that sets us up for years and years of austerity budgets, cuts to schools, cuts to transportation. This is a horrible deal.
The arena deal includes provisions for a community benefits agreement worth $60 million and an economic opportunity plan designed to ensure the arena is built and supported by a diverse workforce. A second and final vote on the bills is expected on December 19th, the last regular meeting before lawmakers break for winter recess. Camden Mayor Vic Karstarfin has declined to say why he signed a letter asking New Jersey's acting education commissioner not to reappoint Katrina McCombs as superintendent of the Camden City School District. At the same time, Karstarfin offers kind words about McCombs.
I love Katrina, so that's somebody I've known for a very long time. That's a good friend, so.
Both Karstarfin and McCombs were classmates at Camden High School in the 1980s when McCombs was a cheerleader and Karstarfin was on the basketball team. The letter regarding McCombs, dated October 30th, was signed by Karstarfin. McCombs has said she's not going anywhere. Checking sports, Flyers host the Red Wings tonight at 7. Sixers are home against the Pacers tomorrow night, and the Eagles take on the Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday at the Link.